You're listening to SBS News.
It was Australia's last game in the group stage at Russia 2018, but they dreamed not their last game overall at their fifth World Cup. However, soon after kickoff in Sochi, the Socceroos' dreams gave way to harsh reality. Australia barely allowed Peru a chance early until the 18th minute. Here's how Steve Pearce called the moment on SBS Radio.
Trying to release Guerrero. Guerrero's inside the penalty area. He chooses to slow things down and goes for a cross. And on the right goal! Carrillo has hammered away a hammer blow for Australia's hopes. He has pelted a volley right into the corner.
Andre Carrillo's finish was indeed superb, although there was more than a hint of offside in the lead-up to the goal. The score was a bitter blow to Australia and one from which they never recovered. When they did get into position to equalise, the Socceroos lacked composure. And after the break, Captain Mile Jedinak failed to adequately track a Peruvian runner wide. That set up a Peru attack, from which their captain Paulo Guerrero scored, making it 2-0. That brought desperate substitutions, even from a conservative coach like Socceroos coach Bert van Marwijk. On again came much-touted young star Daniel Arzani, and, finally, veteran striker Tim Cahill was summoned, his first, now his last, run-on in this World Cup. Whilst Cahill made opponents nervous in the box and Arzani was heavily involved, Australia rarely threatened the Peruvian goal. The Socceroos forlornly departed the competition, 2-0 losers to a side that was already out of contention. Outgoing coach van Marwijk decried his side's bad luck.
We are not lucky because the first goal, in my opinion, was also offside. And the second goal was a very lucky goal. So we don't have luck also all the three the games. So, it's a little bit different feeling.
But Australia's elimination at the group stage for the third consecutive World Cup had a lot more to do with skill than luck. And the coach knew it. Von Marwijk says Australia can set up attacking play, but seems unable to finish it off.
You know, we played against France, Denmark and now Peru. And I think in all the three of the games, we gave a good performance. And this team has really improved from the day I started working with them. And we became better and better. Only at the World Cup, you could see that it's for this team, it's difficult to make the difference in goals on this level.
His captain scored both of Australia's goals at this tournament, both of them penalties. Mile Jedinak echoed the sentiments of his coach as he thanked the Australian public for their support.
Disappointing is the word, empty is another word. It wasn't from a lack of effort. I mean, we created an awful lot. It felt like we did. It just seemed to elude us this whole tournament, that goal in open play. And I think had we have got one, we might have got a few more, but it wasn't meant to be, unfortunately. We had you all in our hearts playing out there. We knew who we were representing, and we're very, very proud of that.
Defender Trent Sainsbury saying Australia's lack of finishing ability made their good play something of an illusion.
Not nice to lose, but to lose in the money that we did, you know, it's sort of kicking the teeth. I wouldn't say we had control. I'd say we're on top, but at the same time, you know, the South American team are always dangerous. They're kind of off the cuff, so it's hard to read.
In his final post-match news conference as Australian coach, Von Marwijk said his brief tenure was neither a failure nor a success. But as the Dutchman hands the reins to Graham Arnold, thoughts are already turning to what's next for Australian football. World Cup qualification, once a tantalising hope, is now routine. But success once Australia gets to the World Cup is not. SBS Chief Football Analyst Craig Foster says Australian football must pause and think carefully.
Our next move is to think and to consider and to review and to analyse as a country, particularly as a game, but I think the whole country needs to be involved because to me it's about the approach that we're going to take in future now. I said earlier this evening that it appeared to me in this tournament as though it must have been a dream that we won the Asian Cup, because people didn't seem to believe that we could play in that manner. I don't know why that happened. We proved, in my view, that Australia can play football, but can play much better than that. That's my personal opinion, and I think we should be doing it. We're capable of doing it, and that's what's going to allow us to come here in 4 years' time and do better.
In Group C's other game, France and Denmark played out a dull game in Moscow, producing the first nil-all draw of the tournament. It means Australia would not have qualified for the round of 16, even if they did beat Peru. Cold comfort and another bitter pill to swallow on a difficult day for Australian football. France now plays Argentina in the round of 16 late Saturday night, whilst Denmark faces Croatia on Monday morning. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.